Tools for Facilitators, Conscious Baby Principles. We have 10 principles to introduce to you that shape the course and support our paradigm. Principle number 1. Babies are conscious and aware in utero. If you engage with your baby with this as a baseline, then you can build a relationship with your baby from preconception onward. This principle will have huge benefits for you and your baby, and you are learning them in this course. Babies are aware, and they're listening to and feeling with you each day that you are pregnant and beyond. Principle number 2. We each have a unique template for health and aliveness that we call the blueprint. This is a place of health, well-being, and connection. Many simple exercises in daily life can evoke this feeling and can help encourage the blueprint to be easily accessed and become a common feeling state on every level, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Principle number 3. Earliest experiences starting preconception can influence this blueprint and create impressions or pathways for perception and experience we call imprints. These imprints are like wrinkles in a shirt or paths marked in sand or soil. Positive and overwhelming experiences may create imprints. If they happen often, the pathways become roads or even superhighways of thought, feeling, and responses, sensations, and habits. Our approach helps you become aware of these pathways and gives you skills in consciously creating your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors as you move forward. Principle number 4. We complete actions, projects, and plans in a sequence or stages. These stages are intention, preparation, action, follow-through, and rest. Birth is a sequence, intending to be born, pelvic inlet, mid-pelvis, outlet, and rest. This is a pattern we often look at when working with early experience. Ask yourself questions like, do I set intentions? How do I prepare to do a project or go on a trip? How do I complete actions? Do I follow through and then rest, or really appreciate what I have done? The answers to these questions will tell you more about the sequence. We often look for interruptions in the sequence if there are delays, procrastinations, places where we don't complete a part or even leap over a section of the sequence. All this is information from your history or your baby's history that when we make more conscious may be changed, supported, or highlighted for feeling greater fulfillment in life. Principle number 5. We have natural rhythms for our sequences that are defined as pacing and tempo, how fast or how slow we like to complete a process. Sometimes our process can be interrupted, sped up, or stopped, and these experiences might be overwhelming for us. Principle number 6. If the pattern is interrupted, or things go too fast, too slow, or there is something overwhelming that happens, it can create more patterns around our capacity to cope, especially for babies. This may be called trauma. Everyone has a different response to experiences, and with trauma, it is based on the person and their response, not on the event. We feel like we need to prepare audiences for information about our earliest development when there could have been a less than optimal conditions, and honor those who have carried these experiences with them. Principle number 7. We each have memories in our bodies that lie beneath our cognitive mind that we can't explicitly remember, called implicit memories. They can be unconsciously influencing our worldview, decisions, relationships, reactions, and responses. This kind of memory is not like remembering facts or things that happened in our life. These are bodily felt memories that can be connected to our earliest experiences in life before we have language to explain what we are feeling. These memories start in utero and may be influenced by our family or the culture we are born into. Mothers, birthing or adoptive parents, and their babies are connected through bonding and attachment, which is biological, psychological, emotional, and mental, and starts in utero. The relationship affects our neurobiology and sets a template for our relationships lifelong. It is also connected to our survival physiology and therefore is connected to the ways we perceive feelings of safety. Principle number 8. Everyday experiences can influence how we feel. These experiences may be called activation, or things that bring up emotions, and can be positive or negative. Experiences activate memories, sensations, and feelings. Principle number 9. Differentiation, or making distinct and different, is a tool for you to recognize when you are triggered, so you can determine past from present, and to help people, especially babies, feel their wholeness. We can expand our consciousness so that we can recognize activation and when we are in implicit memories. We also use differentiation to help establish boundaries with other people, historical memories, and patterns so that we can be free to choose how we feel or respond. This is part of becoming more conscious and aware. Principle number 10. It is never too late to heal. We see our experiences, perceptions, and beliefs as patterns. We bring awareness and resources to our experiences, and then wisely choose new patterns that, with support, we can practice and establish new ways of being in relationship with ourselves, our children, and others. We can create a whole new worldview of recognition of patterns that no longer serve us, and commitment to new practices that do.